She hangs up in a final act of contempt. I love her so. I might be sleeping on the sofa again, but she won't stay mad for more than a week. The motorway becomes a vestige of freedom in the early hours. It's what driving is all about. Open road, no traffic, just speed. I squeeze the accelerator like I'm juicing an orange, and the engine roars back at me in supreme recognition. The asymmetric wet weather treads guzzle at the tarmac hungrily, the millimeter numbers tumble like dead souls into the abyss. It's been a draining conference, 6 hours of drowning in buzzwords and backslapping with only a short hiatus. Most of the muscles from my waist down feel as if they're seizing up from sitting in the same position. I reach down to rub the backs of my knees and thighs, which eases in a little. Just shy of 80 miles from home, with the rest of eternity left to complete the journey. I'm blessed to be driving home to Siobhan. Every function I attend, she's my trump card, effortlessly elegant with a pout of murderous siren. Jaded suits and impotent execs, their envy betrays them. I network with the superior air afforded to a guy who can say, "I'll wake up next to her tomorrow." My stern horizon glows as if it is about to split open, a harbinger of vehicular company. God, this fellow's going some. I mean, I'm pushing 90 and his headlights closing in like the dead eyes of a panther. He roars past my driver's door. Pratt looks like that brown noser Adrian from Electronics, all capped teeth and oil slick hair. Soon his engine's an inaudible hum, flotsam in the ocean of soft dissonance throbbing from the black isthmus. Electronics have it easy, but it doesn't bother me. In 2 weeks that promotion's mine and I'll be cooking with gas. Siobhan will love the new place, even if she says she hates surprises. Three ensuite bedrooms and a garden like a secret kingdom. This is what it's all about. My hungry beast is devouring the road, and an also-ran soon slides into view. One of life's sleepwalkers, happy to cruise along at soft speeds, even with an empty highway yawning before them. These people are too jaded to question stagnation. I wonder if they've ever even imagined the thrill of passion in their dreary cul-de-sacs, with their economical cars and vanilla sex lives. Working to retire, retiring to deteriorate, were not so much as a thrilling anecdote to take to their graves. These people will die with their eyes closed, literally and figuratively. Milan next month, Amsterdam in July. Pretty good fringe benefits of working for a lucrative European marketing company. Dad always said you can measure a man's life by how thick his passports were. "Those pages aren't meant to stay pretty and blank," he'd lecture. I guess I missed the old fool. At least his was a rapid demise. Not like Ma, bless her soul. Must be 2 and a bit years now she's been going downhill. Not just dementia, but Alzheimer's, they said. Degeneration of the mind, brain cells eroding permanently like crumbling rocks battered by the tide. Nothing quite prepares you for changing your own mother's nappy. The sky rumbles with turbulence, looming dangerously overhead as some incorporeal bird of prey casting a foreboding shadow over its infinitesimal targets. I check the Rolex. 10 minutes to 1 in the morning. This is the dead time. I'm suddenly struck by an uncomfortable yawn, the kind which becomes a little too large and long, so that your eyes water and you feel more tired than before. I shake my head like a wet dog. This does not work. I now feel groggy and my neck aches. Still 60-odd miles to go, no time to get sluggish. Quick flick of the wrist, the radio's playing. Some classical, methinks. Schubert will certainly be adequate. Siobhan never did appreciate the arts too much. Les Miserables was as far as her sphere of theatrical comprehension stretched. Many an argument had exploded from our cultural dichotomy, but we always had the best sex after a furious row. Siobhan's part Italian, and Latin passion burns an unforgettable fire. We met at a dance class my friends insisted on taking me to. "Get yourself back on the market," they insisted. "Meet some interesting new people," they guaranteed. Well, I definitely lucked out that night. It was one of those moments where eye contact negated conversation. Body language was our dynamic. Systaltic rhythms matched our own. It never got better than that first night. I guess that's how life is for most. The promise of something fresh and vital melts into something pleasant. You'd rather have it than not, but sooner or later you feel as if you've been neutered. Compromise is a baffling but necessary ideology, it seems. Still, I love her with my body, mind and soul. I don't know what I'd do without her, my salacious Mediterranean goddess. Just to think, if it wouldn't have been for my stubborn companions, we might never have met. damn, I can't remember how long it is since I've heard from them. I suppose if you don't make an effort for so long, it just gets reciprocated. Between the demands of the job and keeping Siobhan happy, I just haven't had the time. Listen to me, what have I become? Siobhan never even asked to meet my friends, and I never questioned it. I just caved into her every time. What bar we go to, which people we can be seen with, what movie we watch, all dictated by her. Dad used to say, never put a woman on a pedestal, and look at me, I've done exactly that. She treats me like a disposable income stream. She's never had to work anywhere for very long, just until she gets restless. I'm out until all hours while she gossips and gets drunk with her friends, and I'm still the piñata at the end of the week, ever obsequious and remorseful. A dramatic crescendo of strings accompanies salient ghost clouds cleaving the sickle moon in half. I find myself sinking deeper into the upholstery until man and machine become one. My legs are pistons and my arms steering columns. I cannot even move independently in my projectile now. There are some kids on the overpass throwing stones. Not even close. Where are these kids' parents? If Siobhan ever wanted offspring, I would keep them in line. God, I'm 33 now. What the hell am I doing with my life? I want something to show for all this, but Siobhan's just cold and superficial. It's all about the bloody Sex and the City lifestyle she wishes she led. Not like Julia. I miss her more than ever right now. The city bequeaths itself to me. A neon metropolis twinkling like a dissembled galaxy. A thousand secrets and lies fill the skies above. A thick fog descends as the thoroughfare plunges into the valley and everything is a bit hazy. Looks like the buckled carcass of another blackened Alfa Romeo scattered across the central reservation. Wait, that's my number plate. Jesus, I nodded off at the wheel. Miracle I didn't hit anything. I ease away from my current course of the hard shoulder. Damn, I really need to change the radio station. Moonlight Sonata is not conducive to alertness. The fan might help too. That's better. Where have the cat's eyes gone? Maybe I should count road signs. Okay, one. That's not going to work. Come on, Dad, snap out of it. Not far to go. What was I thinking about anyway? Julia. Time does not heal wounds. I see your face, a timeless painting hanging in the gallery of my mind. You were just as you were the last night we were together before the flames boiled your fluids and ate your flesh. That call that came through. A gang war spilled out into the streets. All available officers to the scene. This was the kind of action I craved. I couldn't wait to get stuck in. You had just put Jody and Scott to bed and looked more tired and vulnerable than them. When I kissed you, your body went limp for a moment. I channeled my strength to you in that embrace. How could I have had an inkling that those eyes, a carnival of blues, greens and browns, had met mine for the last time? The police offered every form of counselling and therapy, but when you have lost your faith, it cannot be retrieved or replicated. I remember being talked at in the kind of hushed tone reserved for volatile tragedies. We are fairly certain that we are looking at an arson attack. Burglars covering their tracks. Most likely they were disturbed. Disturbed. An interesting choice of word. You could be physically or emotionally disturbed. So because some pond life intruding our house had been physically disturbed, I, as a consequence, was wrought emotionally disturbed. I, a police officer, a burglar's nemesis, was called away on the very night my own family needed protection. I'm not one for irony. My eyelashes feel as if they're coated with lead. Even blinking rapidly cannot shake off the miasma of fatigue descending on my being. Come on, get a grip. Destination check, 25 and a bit miles. I'm on the home straight. Under half an hour and I'll be down for the night. Perhaps not in my own bed, but a lustrous slumber awaits nonetheless. Just stay focused, come on. Stay alert. Mirror check, seatbelt. There's a road sign. Welcome break, 2 miles. If only there was. Yeah, I've rebuilt myself, no doubt. The past is a world away. This is my arm, this is my heart, dead and buried. Spirit resurrected in a better life. Living the dream, jet setting, big money, gorgeous girlfriend. it's all fallen into place. Driving back home to Chavon. Just like last summer, the conference cancelled. 6 hours ahead of schedule, I headed home. The whole evening with her. I bought that sparkly new necklace and that vintage Italian red. What was it called? For £85, you'd think it would possess a memorable name. Well, I knew you'd love it anyway. What a marvellous surprise, darling. Yes, what a marvellous surprise you gave me. Siobhan hates surprises. I'm not too fond of them anymore. You bitch. You spiteful, ungrateful, malevolent, scheming, two-faced slut. After all I gave to you, all I offered you. Bitch. This new self, so paranoid about losing loved ones, he accepts humiliation in order to cling on to shallow beauty with no emotions, who only functions as a vacuous status symbol. Suddenly the highway is in watercolours, anodyne and shimmering like the most aching dream. My peripheral vision is illuminated by angels dancing like candle flames in a soft breeze. An invisible apparition seizes my soul and drowns me in utero. All is calm now. I don't even notice the moment the car strikes the metal crash barrier, nor the second we lose contact with the road. The sparks from the chassis grinding incongruously are lost on me. Even the fuel tank exploding cannot raise a stir. All I see is you.